13 27 10 is the number if you want to be a part of the program this evening. We spoke last week about the New South Wales government launching the Buy Regional campaign so that people in the cities can buy products from regional centres this Christmas to try and help some of our farmers and our regional towns out. Well, one of the driving forces behind that was Cassandra McLaren, who runs a page called One Day, Facebook page, I should say, One Day Closer to Rain. Well, she's at it again. Cassandra joins us now. What are you up to this time, Cassandra?
Hi, Stephen. We have added another One Day Closer to Rain Facebook page. On the main page, our members had been asking for ways to support farmers, and we've been saying, you know, buy from local business owners, visit rural towns, spend money along the way, all of that. And they, you know, they've donated to the organisations that we support, but they still wanted to know more and how they could do it directly. We didn't want to take away from the main page being our stories and sharing their drought stories, so we haven't allowed sales on there. So we created a new page, One Day Closer to Rain Rural Cottage Crafts, and it has taken off in leaps and bounds.
Okay, so what's happening on there? So obviously you can go on and buy rural and cottage crafts. What sort of products have popped up on there so far?
Oh, there's anything from jewellery, keychains, grazing boards, metal items that have been fabricated, clothing. They're all handmade. They're made for anybody, we say rural, but it's pretty much anyone that's not in a major area that's, trying to think of the word there, but yeah. Metropolitan area.
Sure. Yep.
But we all our posters are required to put on a location so our buyers can hop online and they can go, you know, I'm really looking for something different, particularly a lot of people are doing their Christmas shopping and finding some great prices and some really lovely items that are, you know, they just can't access even in the city. There's just so many talented craftspeople out there. So you can have a look at the item, you can see it, you can liaise with the seller, you can ask them if they can customise it or do something slightly different. We've got sellers that are now only taking orders for 2020.
Wow.
Yep, we've got sellers that have sold out and can't take any more orders at this time. People have been extremely supportive and just want to support our farmers. And it's not just farmers on the page putting up posts. And one of the reasons for that is that with the drought, not only is it our farmers that don't have money, but it's people living in communities. There's a downturn of employment. There's, you know, so much else going on. But generally speaking, the opportunities aren't there for people not living in metropolitan areas.
And so, I think that's something a lot of people miss is that, you know, once if you're in a rural farming community, when the farmers are doing it tough, they don't take their car to the local mechanic to get service. They don't go to the local hairdresser. They, you know, they buy less. You know, they don't go to the local cafe for breakfast on a Saturday. They're buying less in the shop. So it's the whole community that suffers.
Exactly. And that's the whole point behind the New South Wales Buy Regional campaign, is that if we can support the those in regional Australia, they will get through. So it won't, particularly in the lead up to Christmas when we do so much shopping and we have multinational companies and all of that, the money doesn't stay here. Just some of our purchases alone going through the regional areas is going to make a huge difference. So there are people that have sold more in 2 weeks than they have sold in 12 months.
That's absolutely fantastic. Cassandra, one of the things about the Buy Regional campaign, the New South Wales government seems to be being a little bit proactive about this, but this drought is national. Can people from other states get involved in your page and involved in this cottage and craft industry?
Definitely. So we're saying from Australia for the sellers, but our buyers, you know, ultimately, if they can negotiate with the seller to ship it overseas, and we have already shipped, one of our sellers has already shipped to New Zealand. So,
outstanding.
So which is absolutely amazing. But just to look through the page and just see the quality of what is being created in regional Australia is absolutely amazing. But the mental uplift that this page, which we didn't expect, to be able to do something for themselves, to feel worthwhile. Often when you're down and whatever, the first thing to go is the things you enjoy. And the people that create these things do it because they enjoy it. So they feel guilty because they should be out feeding animals with their husband, or they shouldn't be spending money on supplies because they don't know if they'll be able to sell it. So the fact that these items are selling and that they are creating an income for themselves is such a huge mental lift, that has been an extremely positive side effect of what we've done.
Look, I'm certainly going to be on there myself, because I know, particularly from your part, neck of the woods, you're in the Upper Hunter region. I actually put together some hampers for my family from the Upper Hunter a couple of years ago, and there's just so many great products available, and that's just in that one region, and every region has the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the whole point of our page, is it's bringing it together. So there's homemade preserves, people were selling garlic, like homegrown garlic, and all these things. So we're trying to remove the geographic barriers. So, but every region is known for some form of produce or other, and for people to support that is an amazing uplift to that region.
Now, Cassandra, before I let you go, can people access this new page from the main page? Because I want people to get on and read the stories that are on your main page, because it gives an insight to people that aren't in the regions as to what is actually the mentality and what's going through the minds of people that are suffering through this.
Yeah, definitely. So on a Facebook page, if you go to the About tab, it has a space where the admins of that page can put linked or recommended groups. So One Day Closer to Rain has four pages that are One Day Closer to Rain Drought, and then they specify what they are. So the main page is just One Day Closer to Rain Drought, and it's where people can go and their stories, or they can offer support. So we actually have a lot of supporters on that page, as well as farmers. But we also have people that are in business or people in the towns. They might only have a few animals, or they might have thousands of animals. It's a real mix of people. But the one key thing with that page is that it's a supportive environment. So people feel comfortable to share. When they're having a rough day, there are people there that can help them through it. If they need advice, you know, they can ask. You know, it's a wonderful, wonderful place. There's a couple of smaller pages we've got. One is just a link for people to list fodder or adjustment, or to seek fodder or adjustment, just to help farmers along a bit. Another one is expressions of interest if they've got livestock, or the either needs to be sold because of the drought, or they're in an area that's fortunate enough and they could buy from a drought area. So they're a bit smaller. And then obviously we've got the new page, which is the craft page. But there was another page that started up not long after we started, called the Drought Garden Recovery Project. And it's for people that have a bit of a green thumb. They want to do something. They can start collecting seeds. They can be striking cuttings, that sort of thing. And when these areas are out of drought, yep, we'll be able to help them rebuild their garden. So so there's just all that. But the important thing is that on every one of our pages, those links are in the About tab, and you can cross to the other link. But if you search One Day Closer to Rain, they'll all come up.
Fantastic. Well, we'll put some links up on our Facebook page. Cassandra, I think you're doing a fantastic job, and I love the fact that you've called it One Day Closer to Rain, because the reality is, it is going to rain again one day. Let's just hope it's sooner rather than later.
Definitely, and we're all looking forward to the forecast. We've seen the rain in Queensland, and we're fingers crossed for the weekend. So hopefully we'll see some good falls widely across.
We're hoping with you. Cassandra, good to speak to you.
Thanks, Stephen.
That's Cassandra McLaren from One Day Closer to Rain. I'll put those links up on our Facebook page this evening. If you are looking for something, particularly at Christmas time, get onto these pages, support the regional areas from right across Australia. It's a one way that everybody right across the country can get in and help.